We've probably all been there, tossing and turning in bed when you know you need a good night's sleep. Well, it's more of a problem than just being tired the next day. And Dr. Antonio Culebras says we never really learn about what he calls one of the three pillars of health.
They tell us everything about our diets and carbohydrates and lipids and proteins and so on. There are gym classes where we exercise and so on, but no one goes to sleep class. And it's a shame because we should know how to sleep.
Culebras is neurology professor with the Upstate Sleep Center and co-chair of World Sleep Day. Inability to sleep isn't just a nuisance, it's a medical problem. Culebras says there are about 100 disorders, including insomnia and narcolepsy. The most prevalent is sleep apnea, which can contribute to other severe health problems.
Sleep apnea may increase the risk of stroke, of heart disease. This controls diabetes. In very recent publications, there is some evidence that contributes to dementia.
He notes about 17% of men and 9% of women have the physical disorder. If diagnosed, people might go to a sleep center overnight and end up with a CPAP machine that regulates airflow through a mask during sleep. Of course, Culebras sees other problems in patients. Get up and stumble to the bathroom often at night?
If they tell me that they have to get up more than twice to urinate, I immediately go and look at their ankles and see if there is any swelling, because the ankles are the reservoir of water during the day. And as soon as the patient gets recumbent, that water is reabsorbed and the kidneys eliminated.
And, of course, we can be our own worst enemies.
Television set, the tablets, The telephone, at this time of the year, people take their income tax returns and look at them. This is a guarantee of poor sleep that night because it causes major stimulation of the nervous system.
He adds eating or exercising right before bed as no-nos. Culebras recommends order. The brain likes order. So getting up every day at the same time, even on weekends, will help. And he says if sleep problems are persistent, affecting working or driving, it is time to see a doctor. The good news is most sleep disorders are treatable. Chris Bolt, WAER News.